Jesus Christ.
Adam, you know
what? Does Cyclone need to remind you there's a time limit on the closing song? Does he need to add that to his list?
No, I was just, it's been a day. Hey, have you made your reservation? Have you pre-reserved your name on Truth Social?
You mean Trump's?
Yeah, it launches on the 21st of the month.
No, don't Adam. You have to donate something?
No. This is his Twitter replacement platform. You can join the waiting list. I noticed that it only has an app for Apple. Like there's no Android app.
I'm not joining it. I don't want to hear what any of those people have to say.
I'm kind of tempted to sign up and troll, you know what I'm saying? Like sign up and, you know, be like Bob Brewer or something, you know what I'm saying? Just
okay, you do it and let me know how it goes cuz it'll stress me out.
There's no fucking way that this thing is not going to crash and burn. Like this is like that second plane heading for that tower. Oh, was that too soon? It was like, this is like that dude on TikTok that crashed his plane for the lols, like for the views. There's no way that Truth Social isn't just plummeting down a fiery death hole over this next, I'll give them 18 months at the longest. And that's only because they have $1 billion in their bank. It's like, I'm going to say it's going to take them less than a year to drain those coffers and put it in their own pocket.
Well,
but this, yeah, there's no way that this, I'll say 18. That's my official, prediction. 18 months, Truth Social will die within 18 months. And our executive producer is absolutely correct. Devin Nunes is still a fucking idiot. It's like,
I don't know if it's going to be anything, but how long did his website, his blog last, his WordPress blog or whatever?
Right.
From the desk of, you know, and they're from like, the oh, nobody's of, reading this.
From the desk of the 45th president. Did you love how, like, I understood on Throwing Down what Joe was trying to say.
Oh, you didn't mention that, and I don't even know what it was.
I don't want to talk about it on the stream because it'll become a thing. So I'll talk about when we drop.
Oh, is it something
stream.
That I need a talking to?
No, it's just something that I need to know. Wait, because I was reading between the lines, and it sounded like I had done something, and so I wanted to make sure I hadn't done anything.
I know. It sounds like you don't want to talk about it, but I texted him and I said, I don't think I called Daniel mean. Mm-hmm. Like, did I? And he said I did not, but that I didn't disagree when he said something.
Yes.
That is what, I don't even remember what it was, honestly. I mean,
it was one of those things where you were talking about your parents or whatever, and you were just like, you know, something about being mean or, you know, didn't want someone to be mean and blah, blah, blah. And he was, and Batant said something like, oh, that's you and Daniel Brewer every week on Mix Minus. And it was like, oh, ha, 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 that was funny. And then a little bit later, he revisited it and you were just like, no, don't go there. Don't, I know where you're going with that. I can see it in your face. And it's like, no, don't go there. And I was just like, because look, Joe Batant loves to stir shit. Like that is his, like he masturbates to stirring shit. Right. That is what he does.
I was, when I said don't go there, wasn't I thinking he was going to, I honestly don't remember.
Probably to Maddie, right? Probably talking about Maddie. But it was like, I don't know. And it sounded like, because, you know, Joe Batant loves to stir shit, but he has a pattern, right? His pattern is that he's going to take something that you have told him in confidence or off the stream or whatever, and then try to get you to talk about it on his show. You know what I'm saying? He's going to. So it's like, my thought was, wait, did you like have a conversation with him ahead of time where I did something that you thought was mean and you didn't tell me? And now he's like trying to get you to talk about it on his show.
I don't even think that was about you. I remember him I don't remember Daniel. I would have to go back and listen to it, but there's nothing that I've told him about you being mean.
I want to make this perfectly clear. I don't give a shit whether Joe Batant thinks I'm mean or not. That's not my thing. I just want to make sure that I wasn't mean to you. Like you didn't feel like I was mean to you in some way.
You were not.
Okay.
I haven't said anything about you, but I think what happened was he made a joke and I realized he was referring to you in what he said. And so I said, ha ha ha, or whatever. I see what you're doing or something like that. But again, I don't remember what we talked about. I thought it was a boring show, actually, because I talked about my parents and it was really like sad and depressing. And I'm like, why did I talk about that? Like, that was a stupid thing to bring up. The first part of the show was okay, but then when I brought up my parents, it just brought the whole thing down.
The first part of your show, you should listen to the show. The first part of the show was all his music, and like, as Amazing Grace is playing, you're like going,
oh, well, yeah, that's true. Oh, that drives me so crazy when he wants to play music behind things.
He's a professional podcaster, Adam. He is actually getting paid to podcast. By definition, he's a professional podcaster. Why he doesn't have a Rodecaster Pro that does mix minus thing and everything for him and like allows him to do these things more easily.
Oh, I don't listen, I don't know what it sounded like, but it was just
no
like,
fucking clue.
I don't know what the actual episode sounded like, but it's just like I'll be talking about something and he thinks it's funny to play Amazing Grace in the background.
It may have been other than the fact that because of his shitty mixing, it was just like all we heard was fucking Amazing Grace. So it's like, and it was a piano version, like one of the worst royalty-free piano versions of Amazing Grace that was like 30 seconds long or less than 30 seconds long, and it just kept repeating. It was like someone left a music box of Amazing Grace like open and it just kept playing the same 20-second piece over and over and over again. Anyway, it's fine. We don't need to talk about it.
Okay.
Anyway, I was listening on the. I was trying to make a point here before we went off on that. I was listening to. I know what it was. Batance was trying to make a point about something. And I agreed with it. What were we talking about before we went off on that tangent? Anyone in the chat room remember what the fuck we were talking? Adam said, I talked about this somewhere and I was just like, I don't remember.
Well, I had mentioned that I got a message that I did not enjoy, and I emailed it to
you. This was like literally we were just talking about.
And you said Joe said something about my parents that you agreed with or something.
Yeah, but that was before. That was pre-show. I'm talking about just now. I mean, literally just now before I went off on that tangent, I was talking. Anyway, you know what? Maybe my drugs aren't working. Maybe the price of toast.
Almonds. Almonds? Toast?
Almond toast sounds delicious.
Sauce.
I have no idea what we were talking about. What were you talking about on the Throwing Down show? What were you talking about on Throwing Down? You talked about your parents.
You being mean.
No, you talked about your parents. That was the conversation we had after.
I said it was boring because I brought it down.
No, this was long before that. Like before we went off on that tangent. There was something we were talking about, and I was like, oh, and Batance made a point, and I agreed with him on the
Yeah, I thought down. You were saying that you agreed with him on something he said about my parents, or about me not wanting to go see my parents or something.
No, it was another thing
I don't know what we talked about. Let's just listen to it right now. We brought up the Mount Epcot thing. I think that was on the show.
That was on the show, but that was late in the show.
And we talked about he had a story about something. I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, see, that was what I'm saying.
I can't remember. This is why I repeat things on Geeky Gay. Mm-hmm. I cannot remember what I talked. I turn off the microphone, mm-hmm. and I don't remember what I said. As soon as you and I hang up, I will have no idea what I said.
No memory of it whatsoever. It's fine. It doesn't matter what it was. Let's just move on to, I don't even know what we're moving on to.
I will say that you said in the Level 13 or on Twitter or somewhere that I accused everyone of cheating.
Oh, that's all right. You said that you
did not accuse.
You did, and someone called you out on it on your Tuesday show. It's like you said it on Monday, and then on your Tuesday show, they came in a voicemail, and you're just like, "Well, I didn't say that everyone cheats," but it's like you can go back to that. You can go back to that Monday show, and you can listen. It's like, "Well, I think everyone's just using those cheat programs or whatever." And I'm like, "What cheat program are you fucking using on Wordle? What cheat program is there on Wordle?"
Well, I don't know if there's a Wordle one, but there are Scrabble cheats, and you can massage them.
The concept of Wordle is just to come up with a 5-letter word based off of the letters that you know that are in it.
But
I don't know how you would even cheat at that. It's just like, okay.
So for instance, I have an app.
Yes.
I haven't used it.
Yes.
But it's called Scrabble Word Finder.
Okay.
And you put in the letters that you have. And it will make suggestions. It doesn't require you to do 7 letters, even though Scrabble, you normally would have 7.
5 letters.
No, I know, but Scrabble normally has 7. It doesn't require you to do 7. You can do any number of letters, and you can do blanks. So what you theoretically could do for Wordle is you could put in the letters you know, and then put blanks for the one that you don't, and it will suggest 5-letter words.
Okay.
So
I mean, but it's not going to give you...
It's telling you the answer. Oh, the other thing, which I haven't tried, and I'm sure you knew this already, or I'm sure you've seen it on articles.
Yes.
I didn't research it because I just didn't. But I read an article that said that it's just a JavaScript web app and the words are actually in the...
Yes, they are. You can download... You can look at them.
You could literally download and see the words.
Correct. And anyone who's worried about the New York Times stuff, I'll tell you right now, New York Times has several different word games in their game section that are all free to play. It's like there you can pay to get more features on them. But I suspect that Wordle will always be free to play once a day. And if you wanted to play more than once a day, then you can join their subscription. I don't think it's going to take anything away from what they're doing. From what Wordle is doing right now. Also, there are so many clones out there. This is a game that's been around forever, and you can't copyright the rules of a game. So it's like this game has been around forever in different forms. There's tons of online things. But we are having a great conversation in the Pride 48 Wordle World chat room. So if you are playing Wordle, head over to the Wordle World, one of the channels here on the Pride 48 Discord server, and you can see... all of us. I was sweating bullets on Thursday, Adam. It took me 5 tries.
They're all the words, right? You guys want me to share my screen and show you all the
words? No. What they were pointing out in the chat room is that there for a long time, well, not for a long time, but for a couple of days, there was a Twitter bot that if you posted your Wordle thing, it would like follow it and go, hey, yeah, but tomorrow's word is, you know, moist. And
literally all the words are there, folks. Yeah,
you don't even have to look at the source code. You can Google it. You can Google. It's like there are websites that will tell you all the words. Yeah.
I just viewed source.
Right.
And there's a JavaScript
feel like,
file.
Right. Because that's all it was. It was a little JavaScript guide. This guy wasn't a professional programmer. It's like, and I think that's the other good thing about the New York Times buying it is that they will actually have a database and a more randomized approach to doing those words. And so I feel like, you know, it'll be a better
thing. I thought it was before I read that article, which was about a week ago. I mean, I've known this for a while, but I thought it was actually using a dictionary and then randomizing and then, you know, doing all that. Yeah. No, it literally is a list of words.
It is.
It's just like he put a spreadsheet in.
Lamont Cranston says you shouldn't be allowed to post results unless you get it in 2 or 3 tries. I'm so sick of seeing people's results. Well, that's why we made the Wordle World channel, is because I don't post it on Twitter or Facebook. I just post it in Wordle World. And then that way, if people don't want to see it, they just don't go to Wordle World.
Maybe I'm just mad because I suck at it. I'm like, my average is the fourth try. All these people getting it in 2 or 3. I don't understand.
Now, are you willing to play in 8 minutes? Because I want to see your thought process. I just want to see how you are playing. I want to see, like, maybe, because I watch other people play sometimes online, like on TikTok, people will be live streaming playing, you know, Wordle Archive or something.
Oh, is now there like a whole TikTok and Twit or not Twit,
Twitch?
Twitch community around Wordle, where people live stream their
There are Wordle archive sites which will let you play multiple games. Like you can play previous games, right? Instead of just the one a day. And because, like I said, it's a very simple game to code. It's not that big of a deal. Anyway, but yeah, I watch people put in their guesses and then they'll put in the next guess. And I'm just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And they'll like guess like a double vowel guess as their second choice. I'm just like, why are you just pissing away your chances to win this game by not finding another consonant that's not in that word? It's like, you don't want to like do anything with a repeating vowel until you're sure that that's the word. Anyway, I'm glad that, now, do you have your stats?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't always play every day or sometimes
just go on your computer. Where do you normally play it? When you
on
do
my
play
phone.
It? All right, go on your phone, go to the Wordle website. And then at the top of the page, there's like a little graph that'll show you your statistics. And that'll tell you like how many total games you've played, how many of them you've won, you know, what percentage of you won, and then your current streak, which would be like the number of times that you, you know, played in a row. Like your, so don't worry about your streak, because if you don't play every day, the streaks aren't important.
I mean, right now I'll show you, I'm sure you know the word, but I haven't.
Today's word?
I haven't completed it yet.
Oh.
But I've already done 4, and then I stopped.
Okay, and let me look. Hold that
You've
back
You've already
up.
Done this one.
I know, but I want to see your thought process here. All right, so you started.
I don't think you're going to be able to
see. Yeah, I got it. You started with audio.
Yeah.
And you got the A. Ah. And then your next guess, what's your next word?
Eaten.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see if there was an E.
Yep. And it was.
I knew there was an A. Uh-huh. And I wanted, and then T is new. So that was a good one. And N is new.
Okay.
So let me see.
Flip it back around.
Well, you can't see. It's not.
Oh yeah. Like, so there was no E. There was no E. So you got your EAT in that one.
Yeah.
Wait.
But then they were all in the wrong spot.
Oh, wait. No, your second word couldn't be eaten because the E is grayed out. So what's the first letter of the, it's A. Spell
E-A-T-E-N is the second word. Audio is the first word.
No, the second word starts with an E?
Yeah.
Then how is the E? Anyway, how is the E grayed out there?
The second E.
Right.
I think it's telling. There are two E's. It must do it for double letters. It must
All right, tell so you. So see, yeah, you shouldn't have. You should have chosen a different word instead of repeating that vowel, because then you could have learned another piece of information.
Yeah, I get it, but I couldn't think of any words.
All right. And then you went from eaten, you went to, so now you know you had E-A-T in it, and you're sliding.
I went to meats.
Right. You're sliding that over. S is always good, because you can immediately tell if it's plural or not. And then you realize you still just have EAT in yellow, and then your fourth try there, you did treat.
Treat, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I think I have pretty good logic, but it takes me a while. I always get the word. Like, I don't think I've ever had one that I didn't get. But it's very common for me to be on 4 or 5 and all these other people getting like 3 or 2. I'm like, I don't know how you do that. You're just a good guesser. Is that... Mm-hmm. And I don't even think they're common words. I mean, when I say common words, I mean,
look, the dude, dude went and took 5-letter words. He probably went to one of those Scrabble things and took like, show me, you know, what are all the 5-letter words that I can use? And took that, made a database of it, randomized it, and then just dumped it out as an array. So it's like, he probably didn't spend any time going through those thousands of words to figure out whether it's a common word or not. He just took whatever the Scrabble words are. I'm going to take them and I'm going to, you know, flip them around.
Oh, so Cyclone was very close to me. He does audio as his first word because audio has 4 out of 5 vowels in it. That's why I do that one.
It does. Yeah.
I don't know if there's a better word than audio, but it has 4 vowels. Although,
I mean, vowels are a good piece of it, but they're not the only piece of it.
And then I did meats, M-E-A-T-S. He did meat, yeah. M-E-A-T-Y. So we both. Anyway, don't tell me because I haven't finished it yet. Although I only have 3 minutes now.
Yeah, you have 3 minutes. All right, I've done my first guess on today, and I have 3 yellows. So I'm cooking with gas here because it's already past midnight here. So my current go-to starting word is rote. R-O-A-T-E.
I wouldn't think W would be very common though.
I can neither confirm nor deny that, Adam. That would be.
No, I don't mean in today's. I just mean in general. Oh, you just told me the answer.
How? When?
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I looked it up.
I thought it was going to be wheat.
No.
Because you said, I can't confirm or deny a W, and I tried wheat, and it's not.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was being...
Oh, no, now I'm on 6.
Oh, no. What do you got? Let me see. What do you got left?
Wheat. Nothing. Just E-A-T.
Oh, well, yeah. Get out of that mindset.
No, I know E and A and T are at the last 3.
Right. So what can go
but
before?
I cannot.
So what two
figure.
Letters can go before
that? Well, I put
that?
A W-H for right. wheat.
So there's another letter combination that you can put in front of it.
It can't be great because there's no R.
Right.
It can't be sleet because you wouldn't spell it that way, but also there's no S. Mm-hmm. It can't be, there's no word pleat.
Wait. Yes, there is. That's what you have in a pants, a pair of pleated pants.
Is that how you spell that?
That is how you spell it.
Oh, well, maybe that's it. Oh, you know what? I didn't think that was a word. I thought of that. I'm not a good speller. That's why.
Yesterday's word was pleat.
I've played 9 times. I've won 100% of the time.
Oh, good.
My current streak is 2. My max streak is 3.
Well, there you go. So you've won every game. You've never lost a game. So
I've never lost a game.
All right. I got 3 letters in my first word here. Now I got to figure out. I'm sure this is exciting podcasting. For
this is level audio doesn't have an E. I understand that, but I was trying to get 4 vowels. I couldn't figure out a way to get 5 vowels, but I thought 4 was better than 3, which most words with
should
an
I
E.
should I just go for it, Adam? Should I just like I feel like I could just do this and win the game if I get it on my second try. Oh, so close.
Do what? So I normally start with audio. Okay, chat room. I'm going to do it live here. What word should I start with? Everyone tell me.
I know a lot of people. I'll tell you some of the popular ones. Let me look at my folder because I switch around a bit. Because I take a screen.
I could just go find it in the JavaScript and get it in the first try.
You could, but that's no fun.
Yeah, but that's only 2 vowels, Cyclone, Steam.
Yeah, but it gives you the S, which is very common, and it gives you...
All right, I'm going to try that one then.
Here's what I've used for starting words over the past several days. I've used aisle, A-I-S-L-E. Again, that's with the heavy vowel, so that's got 3 of your 4 vowels. I have used arise, same concept there, but going for the R instead of the L. I have used, that's arise also. That's arise. Oh, I guess I stuck with arise for a while. I used later one day. I used later 2 days. I used later 3 days. And then I switched to rote. Yeah. So for the last couple of days, I've been using rote. So. Those are my days. Is that an F? Yeah, baby. 3. All right. Got it in 3, Adam.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
Yep. Got it in 3.
Okay. Since you've already got it, I'll show you what I've got so far.
All right.
Although I don't, again, you're not going to see my phone very well.
I can when you, yeah, all right. So S, I can't read the yellow. So I see that there, yeah. So.
Well, I don't want to. I'll type it in chat.
Yeah, type it in chat.
Or in your chat, in the Zoom chat, not in the chat.
Yeah.
I don't want to. This is my first one.
I understood that. I'm going to
paste mine. Second letter and the fourth letter were there.
Okay.
And then this was my second one. I think that was a pretty good one.
Sorry, I have
for
to.
For my second one.
I have to go post in Wordle World that I got it in three. They all want to know. They're all just like, Daniel, we need to know. No, they're like, shut up, Daniel. It's like, all right, let me look here in the chat. All right. So your first word. Okay. That's a good first word. And you got some letters there. I can go back and look.
And the second one, I got one more letter.
Trail.
Yeah. You're not supposed to say it though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Again, we're trying not to like, you know,
I know,
right now. Is the chat room playing Wordle right now as we speak?
No, some of them can't. Like RT Cruisers doesn't reset for another 7 hours.
Oh, and Cyclones hasn't reset yet either.
All right, so you picked up a letter in the second word.
Yeah, I picked up a letter, but I'm uncertain now what to do.
Oh, but you have yellow.
One. You got it in three. Yeah, all of them are yellow, so none of them are in the right spot. This is where I would close it and be like, okay, I'm going to take a break.
All right, but look, you,
about words.
All right, you know, you know where the third letter of the second try, you know that it cannot be in the third or the fourth position because it's yellow in both of those, right?
Yeah, I know that.
So
but
that
it could be
only
in the first,
leaves,
second, or fourth.
It could, but probably not the fifth. Like, there's very, I can't think of a word right off the top
or
of my head.
That's what I was going to say.
The fifth is, it's very, it would be really weird for that to be the ending letter of a word, of a five letter word. So that really just kind of leaves you with, okay, it can only be one or two. So I would concentrate on that. Like, think of words that have that letter in the first or second character. Also the fact,
yeah, I was thinking like something like this, but there's no E, so it can't be that, and there's no R, but I was thinking that first two letter combination.
Yeah, you can do that. There's other words that have that as a two letter combination.
Anyway,
I like where you're going with that. RT Cruiser, it does sometimes use double letters in words. There have been several examples over the past couple of weeks that have had double letters. I haven't seen any double voweled words yet, but double lettered ones. Let's see, Adam. So you look at it this way.
How dare Mark? I told him, I don't think I'm going tomorrow. And he said, good decision. I'll super glue your hair and cut it. Give me $1,000.
Wow.
How dare he?
How dare he? He's just going to go blow it on Tesla stock. All right. I feel like, yeah. So you know that. So by putting all three of your yellows up front like that.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, I can't think of another word. It's that third letter that you're going to have to move. Cause there's not another first, second, third combination. So think of moving that third letter away from the third position.
Okay. Well, you should talk while I'm.
Oh, yeah, I should.
Otherwise, we're just both quiet. You know, this is getting really. Everyone, just listen to the silence as Adam sits here and tries to think of.
Welcome to the Wordle coaching. Welcome to your Wordle coaching. That's my name. My name's Daniel, and I'm here to coach you on how to play the exciting game of Wordle.
Mark also said he's been averaging about three, and I'm like, well, I'm just dumb.
I have not been averaging three. Let's do that because I was going to
also
ask people then.
Sorry, I interrupted you. I'm so sorry about that. I see it. So are you in hard mode or are you in...
Yeah, I play in hard mode.
I'm just in easy mode.
Well, the only... You're playing in hard mode. You just don't have yours turned on. All hard mode says is that once you know a letter is in the word, that you use that, you have to use that letter in your next guess. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't get three yellows and then use another word that doesn't have any of those yellows in it or doesn't have one of those yellows in it. That's the only difference between hard mode and easy
mode. If there's a double letter in a word,
yes,
it's being discussed in the chat room.
Yes.
Will it tell you that both of them are correct or will it only tell you one of them is correct?
It just tell you that was the weird thing. Let me go back through. So on the 24th of January, the word was null, K-N-O-L-L. So it had double L's in it, right? The next one was, it must have been before I started keeping track. So it doesn't happen often, but it has happened. I think there was another one before I started taking screenshots of my words that it has, but it's like, yeah, it does it. And it's really, really annoying. But I think someone was saying, I could have gotten pleat in four. Yeah. That happens to me a lot. RT Cruiser, where it's like, there's four or five words that could fit that first letter. And yeah. And then it's like, it's just a matter of luck as to how quickly you get it. All right. But I'm looking at my guest distribution here, right? So I've played 18 games. I've played 14 consecutively. I've actually played 18 consecutively. It's just that I played a couple of those on my computer before I realized that I needed to be on the same device every day in order for it to count, those streaks to count and everything. So my distribution of those 18 games, and there's Cyclones in the chat room there. He normally gets it in four. Like four is his biggest thing. And his four is mine. Out of my 18, I've gotten six of them on four tries. I've only gotten four of them on a three try. I've gotten four of them on a two try. And I have one on a one try, but that doesn't count because that was that day that I was teaching you how to play Wordle. And I'm just like going, wait, does the word stay the same for everyone? And I typed in the word and I got it on the first try. So that one really doesn't count.
Okay, I'm going to try a word, but I don't think this is the word.
Type it in the chat so I can see before you try it.
I'm going to try this because it means... I'm going to try this.
All right.
But that is not the word.
That's not hard mode either because you know that it has an E in it, right? No, it doesn't have an E. Never mind.
You're fine. That was a good word though.
It was, but it should also have just given you a new piece of information.
Well, I mean, I know that the...
You know four out of the five letters now.
No, I just know three.
Mm-hmm. You knew three before, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't get any new ones.
Oh, never mind. I didn't realize. Okay, I thought one of the letters wasn't. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I didn't get it in three, Daniel.
That's right, but you now know you've got a green.
Yeah, I know the first letter now.
Well, that's...
But that was already my assumption that was the first letter.
Okay.
I know that the...
You know that the second letter that you know... No, the... Yeah.
Well, I know one of the letters has to either be in the fourth or fifth position now.
Correct. But
I don't know which position.
Well, which one is more likely?
Well, the fifth, I think, because there's no...
I would agree with that. Because without like a... There's very few letters that could go after it in the fifth position, right? There's very few letters that... like it couldn't be a C or a D or something. You know, those you couldn't... There's no such English word that would have those two as the final letters. So I feel like you should make that letter your last letter. So if you take that as fact and you think in your head, all right, I know the first letter and I know the last letter and I know another letter in there, what can I do with that piece of information?
Yeah, maybe that's it. RT Cruiser says he's happy to be able to solve any of them because spelling is not in his wheelhouse. I'm not a good speller.
Okay.
Either.
All right.
So maybe
I will tell you this, Adam. It is not an uncommon word. So it's not like, oh, Knoll. That threw everyone for like K-N-O-L-L as a fucking, what the fuck was Knoll? You know, grassy Knoll, I guess is the only thing I could think of. But yeah. It's not a getcha word or anything like that.
RT Cruiser lives on a knoll.
Yeah, on a grassy knoll. That's what they have in Australia, are grassy knolls. You really should listen to this little fatty cast, Adam, because on this show that they did, this gangbang, which, by the way, I know Larry Vader doesn't listen to our show, so I didn't bring it up on our show today that I, you know, he sent out an email and invited a lot of us to fill in for Fatty on Tuesday. He was doing a gangbang, or as we've taken to calling them now, the Gnag Bang show.
Yeah, I would have done it, but I had throwing down.
You had throwing down. I was still fighting with vertigo on Tuesday. It was like, I was going to do it, but then I started getting really dizzy.
But you'd already been to the doctor.
Yes, but I didn't start my medicine until Wednesday morning. So it's like, I thought Tuesday night, because Tuesday I wasn't feeling, you know, vertigo at all. And I was just like, oh, and then at around like 7:30 in the evening, it just started hitting me. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to go do this thing. So, let's see. They are quiet today. Anyway, so this little fatty cast, apparently Dr. Wesley Stone let it known. He let this thing get known about Big Fatty that Big Fatty has not released to the public. It involves a cruise ship. And Wes Stone was like, oh, because Larry Vader was like, wait, I don't know about that. And Wes was like, wait, am I not supposed to say, is that not common? Not supposed to talk about that? Oh my gosh. And then Adam, not four minutes later, he starts smelling smoke in his apartment, in his condo, right? Something is burning and everything. I'm like, oh my God, Big Fatty just like sabotaged Wes Stone's apartment to keep this secret from coming out.
So I'm really far behind.
Yes.
Is Fatty on a cruise right now?
Fatty is on a cruise. Well, he may be home now, but it's like Fatty, I guess, apparently left and went on a cruise. On an Atlantis cruise.
To where?
I don't know. To wherever Atlantis cruises go. Those are the gay cruises. I don't think
Was it he and his friend that recently moved back to South Carolina?
The Nip? Maybe?
I guess.
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go to the website that would tell us, the Big Fatty Online website. Let's see. Looks like, he's got his cruise itinerary on his show art. Yeah, they're going from Miami to Rotan, to Puerto Limon, to Big Fatty's Colon, to it's Colombia. What's that? I can't say it. And then to the Grand Cayman.
I don't know.
And then the Grand Cayman, and then back to Miami. Cartagena. He says in his thing, well, yeah, I mean, it's only a 7-day cruise, right? So he's like, he says in his today's website entry, the Friday and Monday little shows have been recorded, but their intertubes are not cooperating. Be on the lookout for them no later than noon on Monday. So he must be done, but he can't upload his shows right now. And so he'll upload his shows. Yeah. So he's got the Friday show. Yeah. He must be back. Because it started this past Monday.
Oh, well, let's see. It looks like he's updating it with his head.
Oh, as to where he's at. Ah. Oh, so they did two ports in one day. I see.
So, yeah, he's back in Miami, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, the thing is, Wes Stone literally, his desk is catching on fire. Like, he's like freaking out. He's like, oh my God, there's like, you know, smoke pointing. Something is burning. Something is, you know, on fire in my condo and I don't know what it is. And I'm just like, that's that damn Big Fatty. He's trying to sabotage him for spilling his secrets that he's not supposed to be telling.
What was the secret?
I don't want my house to catch on fire. Are you crazy?
I mean, is it okay? Is it something that we knew?
It's not something I knew.
Okay. Because, I mean, we know a couple of things that are not general knowledge.
Right. No, this has to do with his travel plans later in the year.
Oh, okay. Okay, no, we don't know about his travel plans. I know his phone number, which I don't think is common knowledge.
Yeah, it's if you go to any bathroom in South Carolina.
I know his real name, which may be common knowledge now. I don't know if it is or not, but...
Big Fatty.
I know where he worked.
At the coal mine.
Yeah.
These are all commonly known things, Adam. He works at the coal mine. His name is Big Fatty. His phone number is 619-784-6331.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing is, what is this? Great Stirrup K? Oh, I see. He's renaming as he moves his artwork around, he's giving him clever new names. So he went from Grand Cayman Islands to Great Stirrup Cay, or Key. Let's see. Porto Limon, did he ever change?
Oh, if there's a wedding on Mount Epcot, Taylor will not be there.
No. You do not, unless he can get one of those electric cart, you know, one of those.
Here's what I want to know. The photo that you show me of this Mount Epcot.
Yes.
The bridge looks flat. But what I want to know is there a lead up to the bridge that is a hill?
There is a gentle incline leading up to that bridge.
Because that's not visible in the photo that you showed me. In the photo, it looks completely flat. Like there is, it is, and so I had to imagine there must be some lead up.
There is a lead up, but I'm trying, let me see if I can find any pictures that give a perspective of the lead up. And I'm not going to say that it's not, you know, an incline, but it's certainly not. It's not like stairs or any. You know what I'm saying? It's not like. All right, here's a fairly good indication. All right, I think even Taylor would give me this one. I don't want the link. I want the picture. I'm going to post it in the Discord here. This is going from the UK to France. Because once you get in France, it's an even gentler incline decline. That is the incline going to that bridge from the UK to France.
Wait, there is no incline. I see no incline.
There's an incline. Those people on the bridge are higher than the people on the ground. Like the, you know, at the beginning of it. Like the people in the foreground of the picture. That is going uphill, right, to the bridge. It's an incline.
3 inches or
right.
something?
Yeah, like, it's very gentle.
No, it's not even 6 feet. Like how would it be? No.
I'm gonna invite anyone that wants to come.
It's stretched out over such a long
It is, yes. It's
distance.
It's a very long distance. Let me put it this way. Our friend Adam, who works as a security guard at Epcot, he like walks that route. That's his route, like from Canada to the middle of that bridge. So he like would walk up and down that incline, you know, 30 or 40 times a day. It's not that big of an incline. It's a very tiny incline. But you know, I feel like once you you view it as an obstacle, then it's just in your brain as an obstacle.
I guess, but I mean, he works out, doesn't he?
I mean, let's this was before that. This was before that. This was a couple, you know, this is before COVID. So this is numerous years ago. This isn't like, you know, oh yeah, we met Taylor and Babalu last week. You know, this was before COVID. None of us were wearing masks. And it was in my video, like the video on the Aristocrafts channel where we went to, it was like my birthday or something. It was during the Flower and Garden Festival and they were in the video. Not Mount Epcot, but the thing, I mean, they did go over. It's not like they didn't, you know, like, oh, I will not go any further. This is as far as I will go, and I will go no further, sir. Are you going to be around tomorrow evening?
Yeah.
All right. So Zach and I are going to be at Epcot tomorrow evening. I can video call you.
Okay.
And we can go through all of the layouts of Mount Epcot. Did you get your word, by the way, or did you just give up on your
word? No, I'm still staring at it. I haven't thought of a word. I mean, I'm going to do what you suggested I do, but I haven't thought of a word yet.
Okay. And that's the other thing. I think a lot of times when people see a Wordle scores, they just think that people just go like boom, boom, boom and get them. Like sometimes on a 3-word guess, I'll have spent 10 minutes going through words. And you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like just because you see people posting like, oh, here's my, you know, my 4-try or whatever. It's like, you don't know whether that took 10 minutes or whether that took, you know, 30 seconds, right? It's like, some of them are harder than others. This one, I was just like, a lot of it also has to do with luck, right? I was very lucky to get this one in 3. My second word choice gave me enough greens for me to make an easier choice than you're having to make right now. So by the second choice, I had 4 out of the 5 letters, and I knew where 3 of them belonged. Disney probably requires that no walking paths have more than 3. Yeah, that exactly. Disney rents those electric scooters, right? So they're not going to make any kind of a weird grade. And, you know, there's people in wheelchairs and stuff. They're not going to make any kind of a grade at Epcot that, you know, people couldn't push things up or whatever. Yeah, it makes no sense. They would just start their incline earlier and make it more gradual. Yeah, they're Disney, for God's sakes. And there's actually no reason for that bridge to be as tall as it is. Boats don't go in and out from under there. That is not a passageway that boats travel through. I mean, I guess they could, because there are friendship boats on the other side of that bridge. There's friendship boats on both sides of the bridge, but at no point do you ride in the boats underneath the bridge. But I guess they can move the boats between. I have to pee really badly, Adam. Can you entertain the chat room for just a moment?
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop looking at words. I cannot figure out this word. I can think of 5-letter words, but not. It's driving me crazy. It is driving me crazy. Literally crazy. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do the haircut tomorrow. I'm about 99% that I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to call them and be like, sorry, I can't make it out of my driveway, because I haven't even shoveled the driveway, and there's still snow on the driveway, and it will be icy because there was sun out today, and so there was some melting that happened, and it's below freezing right now, and so it's going to be icy. So I'll literally start, and my driveway is on a hill. My driveway is a hill, so that means, I mean, I guess that's good for me because I'll literally skid backwards into the street. You know, in my 370. And then I won't be able to, that's the thing. I guarantee you, unless I shovel the driveway, I wouldn't be able to get back into the garage once I'm out. So like if I started out in the morning and then I decide, oops, I don't want to do it, there's no way I'd get back in the garage.
So,
you know, because my driveway is on a hill. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So I'm thinking, let's say I start out in the morning and then I get on the road and I'm like, oh, nope, this is too slick.
That's right.
I wouldn't even be able to get back in the garage.
I mean, you could pull out your hose and like.
Well, yeah, or yeah. I have a snow shovel, but.
Yeah. So tomorrow's our 5th anniversary.
You said that.
And no,
is it today or tomorrow?
Yeah, it's today. It's today, Saturday. So we are going, we have reservations at Tiffin's at Animal Kingdom at 3:45. That's our that's going to be our official anniversary dinner. And then we are heading over to the Festival of the Arts over at Epcot after that, because
Will there be tears at a fireworks display?
You know what? Fuck you, Adam. Fuck you. Fuck you. Harmonious is an amazing show. And I don't know how you don't cry at Harmonious unless you're just some kind of robot.
Now, we watched This Is, I don't know if you watched This Is Us, you probably don't.
I started watching before I gave up Hulu, because, you know, I rotate through my my subscriptions. Or is it on Paramount Plus? No, I think it was on Hulu. Anyway.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, I watched all of season one of This Is Us. I'd never watched it before. I watched season one, and I started season two, but then I just dropped Hulu so that I can pick up HBO Max for a little while.
Are you watching Peacemaker?
What is Peacemaker?
Oh, you're a Marvel, not a DC. It's a DC.
Oh, yeah. No, I wanted to, that was one of the things. Is that the John Cena one or whatever? Yeah, I wanted to watch that.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch.
They're releasing it weekly, though, and they're only on episode 5. We got caught up, so.
Okay, but there's other things on HBO Max that I wanted to watch. Like, I watched This Week Tonight, and it's coming back, and I haven't seen any of season 2 of Succession. I haven't seen this Euphoria thing that everyone's talking about, which I guess there's 2 season of that.
I'm debating on that one. A teen drama, like a teen girl drama, I'm not sure if I'm so into.
This is the finale of Harmonious, Adam.
Oh.
World's older when we have learned.
When
I pray someday we
notice how she said play. I pray. Harmonious is the entire concept of Harmonious is that it's people from different countries singing Disney songs together, and they do it sometimes in their native. Sometimes in their native language, but always with their own native accents.
Her vocal coach really worked with her on pronouncing everything. So people, she was like, "When?"
She's probably singing it like phonetically.
Could be.
I mean, she's not the only. Oh, there's some beautiful water stuff going on at this point in time with some fireworks.
Someday life will be fair.
What is this show?
Harmonious.
No, I mean, what is it though? Is it just a sing along?
No.
Or like, is there a plot?
I just told you the plot. The plot is.
You said it's a bunch of people from different countries singing Disney songs.
That is the basic story of the show. So the basics are, so there's these huge barges out in the World Showcase Lagoon. Each one of these barges has huge, 70 feet long arms on them that have lights and fireworks and stuff that like spread out from them and like move around and stuff. And there's video monitors on all of these barges. So there's huge video monitors. And then in the center of these four barges, there's a huge ring, looks like a Stargate from the distance, right? This huge ring. And it becomes a water screen that things are projected onto. And then there's lasers and there's colored water that spray up. And then there's fireworks and there's, so it's like combining world of color with, with a fireworks show. But the storyline of the show is, because it's in the World Showcase Lagoon, is like, hey, we're bringing together the world. The world is coming together here. These musicians of the world are finding each other. And then what happens is that they all start singing their own song, right? So like the Middle East, right? So it's like the Middle East is going to, this is the song that they perform in the show, right? And they have their own you know, fireworks and colors and stuff that go with it and everything. So it happens to be from Aladdin, right? But it's...
You know, I have to admit something here.
What?
We were talking about HBO.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned Harmonious, and I thought you were talking about a show that was on HBO.
Oh, so you... I was talking about the fireworks show that we're going to watch
tomorrow. What? Oh, I was like, what's the plot? And you're like, what do you mean the plot? It's a fireworks show at Disney.
There is a plot. There is a great... It's a great... And this is my favorite one is the USA. The USA has the best numbers because it's from Princess and the Frog.
USA.
No.
USA. It's
when you find out who you are.
You should like this, Adam. It's gospel.
Blue skies and sunshine. Blue skies and sunshine. Blue skies and sunshine. Yeah. Let's go.
So good, so good. Anyway,
I don't think I've seen Princess and the Frog.
Such a good movie. You have Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should totally watch Princess and the Frog. It's a great movie.
That one.
I watched Ratatouille over the weekend.
So I want to ask, Lamont said, I think there are a lot of penises in Euphoria.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
Actual penises.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's why I want to watch it.
Like, people say there are penises and things, and then it's always disappointment.
It's stunt penises.
No, I mean, it's like you see like a pubic hair or something, you know, and then.
Mm-hmm. A few locker room scenes, totally naked, legit penis, Adam.
Gang showers.
Legit. Well, it's like, a school. Like it's the their school age.
Bloods,
right? They're like high school kids or something, aren't they? Or college kids or something. I have to move this over to my thing.
I am
hate
not
this.
Racist, RT Cruiser. No. I'm not racist.
I really hate this, Adam. I have like $116 in Disney reward dollars. And in order to use them, I have to figure out on their website how to move it over to this single rewards card, which is not my credit card, and it's not a Disney gift card that I can move around. So now I have to go and say, like, how do I do this? How do I move it? Okay, so my redemption card, which ends in 3241. Yeah, that's it. All right, I want to add reward dollars. Enter amount. Well, why can't you just make it the entire amount? But I want the entire $116. I have done it. Okay, great. I have $116 on this card right now.
That was quick.
Yeah. That will pay for half of one of our meals at Tiffin's tomorrow. So, but Tiffin's
half of one of your meals? So you're having two meals at that restaurant?
No, I mean, we're both eating.
Oh, so that's going to be a $400 meal?
It'll probably be three something, but yeah. Tiffin's is it's a great restaurant. It's a 5-star restaurant at Disney.
Lamont Crenson says, and just like that, had two penises in one episode.
Yeah, but it didn't have Kim Cattrall. Or no, didn't have Sarah Jessica. Did it not have Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, it's Kim Cattrall. So people get so upset about that, and that is her decision.
Oh,
I know.
Like,
she didn't want to come back.
I know. I think did they at least say in the show that she died or something? It's just like...
No, she moved to London.
Oh, well, there you go. That's good enough.
That's what they said.
It's good enough. Because that's real life, right? I moved away from here. I moved back. And so at different points in time, there were people, you know, here that I knew and people that, you know, that I knew up north and stuff like that. So It was horribly written. Well, I don't think any of the Sex and the City stuff was ever really well written. Maybe season one of Sex and the City was well written, but I don't feel like it held on to. I'm also, Adam, I'm going to say the most controversial thing that I've ever...
Okay, say it.
I shouldn't. You know what? It shouldn't be recorded because I have a feeling people are going to come for me in this. But well, it's just how I feel, Adam. It's just how I feel.
Say it. Get it off your chest.
The Golden Girls is god awful. That is such a horrible show. It is when we were camping, they had a Golden Girls marathon going on the TVs in the rec room, and I could hear it from the fireplace. And when we were eating our potluck dinner, and I wasn't watching it, but I could hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like I could hear the audio from it being piped through the sound system, but there was no TV outside where I was at. And when you're not watching the show, when you're just listening to it, you can, there's the pattern. You know, like you can see the punchline 10 minutes before they say it, right? It's just like, it is so predictable and it's so, and the laugh track, even though it may be a live studio audience, I don't think the audience was actually laughing at the times that they had them laughing. You know what I'm saying? You've been to a TV production before where they, okay, now everyone act really excited. Now everyone laugh. And then they disperse, they use that to put in throughout the show. So they can say they recorded in front of a live studio audience, but that doesn't mean that the audience reacted that way because, the audience reacts to the hokiest, stupidest one-liners, in that show. And I don't know what season it was I was watching. I don't know what episode. Someone was in the hospital. Or no, Dorothy was refusing to go to the hospital because she was scared to be in the hospital. And that's all. I know nothing else about this episode. But I was like, this is just not a very good show. It's kind of lazily written. It's kind of, the four women are great. And that, the four women are, Betty White is hilarious. And,
I don't know if you've seen this. I died out laughing. There's this scene that's been going around where apparently Betty White was ad-libbing this thing about the herrings being shot out of the cannon or whatever. Yes. And they kept asking her questions and she kept answering. Going along with it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this, though. B. Arthur and Rue McClanahan were dying out laughing, like for real. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was in the show. They kept it in the, but it wasn't planned that way. Like they were, and she had them. I thought that it was even funnier knowing that she had them wrote like just dying out laughing, and it wasn't even in the script. She was just like ad-libbing stuff. So anyway, I look. It doesn't offend me that you say that. I really enjoy Golden Girls. However, I will say that there are a lot of episodes in Golden Girls that, although I don't hate any of them, there are a lot of episodes that I'm like, they're hit or miss, but I enjoy it. It's like an old pair of pants that feel really good, when you,
all right, but
they're stretched out and you wear them and you feel comfortable.
Okay, I get that, but I feel like the love that is given to it is they're acting like it's the first season of what was the girlfriend show, Your Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I didn't watch that.
Like season Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Season one of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is an amazing show. It's so good. And seasons two and three and beyond aren't horrible, but they just don't compare to that first season. Like that first season was so crazy. And so they had so many original songs in it and just so, it was so just off the hook, not off the hook, but it was just such a fresh new thing at the time. And it's hilarious. It's like season one of My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is perfect. It's a great,
but I will say this in general, I'm not a fan of 30 minutes sitcoms.
Okay.
Like I'm not, like I find that shticky comedy, like, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how I feel about Golden Girls. Yeah.
I mean, I like Golden Girls, but but I generally don't like, okay, I'm going to give you, you're going to hate me for this. Uh-oh. You won't hate me.
I don't hate you.
You're going to hate me, but this, you won't hate me, but this will be controversial to you.
Okay.
And a lot of people.
No, I'm prepared. I'm preparing myself.
I started a show.
Yes.
And I don't see all the hullabaloo about this show.
The Expanse.
No. 30 Rock.
Okay.
Don't you love 30 Rock?
I do.
Yeah.
But so, I know, but I can tell you why I love it. So
I now maybe it gets better. I'm only in like the 8th episode of season 1 or something.
Yeah, season 1 it was finding its legs.
I'm like, it's okay, but like why do people rave about this show? It's like
season 1 it was finding its legs, and 30 Rock has the exact opposite problem of My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend was so good in season 1 coming out, and then it slowly started to decline, whereas 30 Rock was like a Star Trek thing where it's like it had a pretty rocky first. I mean, it was a solid first season, but it was your standard comedy fare. They were really doing a lot of table setting up who these people are. But 30 Rock just gets better and better and better as it goes along.
Okay. Well, I mean, I figured that might be it. The other one that I...
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Mark and
you I... don't... 30 Rock is one of those shows that you don't need... You can skip to the third season and watch an episode, you know, start watching it from there. Like, there's...
I never feel right doing that on any show.
It's not like there's some... Like, there may be callbacks to things or whatever, but they're not... It's a network show, you know, aired at the time that things had to be on network television where you may or may not have seen the previous episode, right? So it's like there's not a lot of content. I guess there is a lot of continuity, but you're never lost. It's like if you go and watch a third just to see a really the rural juror episode.
I mean, I'll even say this. I think Seinfeld is okay, but when I've watched...
What's the deal with Seinfeld?
Seinfeld. Yeah. Everyone loves Seinfeld, but when I watch it, I'm like, it's a 30-minute sitcom.
Yeah, but
I mean, they're all just Seinfeld, 30-minute sitcoms.
Seinfeld was just a product of its time. Like, it just didn't age well. It's just like, Seinfeld, at the time, we didn't do that. We didn't have comedy shows like that. We didn't have, a show about nothing. We had very specific plots and very specific things going on. This show... was, you know, madcap enough that it was something new.
Yeah. But in general, I just don't. I like a hour-long drama of some sort. And I'm
except,
an old man.
Well, except for The Expanse. You don't care for that one.
I've never said I don't like The Expanse. I have said that Mark doesn't like it, and we watch everything together. So it's very hard for me to find time to finish it.
So right now we're watching.
Watch it.
Thank you for asking, but right now we're watching The Crown.
And okay.
Ozark.
We talked about starting Ozark. We've never seen Ozark.
Here's my problem with Ozark. I love Ozark. Ozark's great. Here's my problem with Ozark. Every fucking episode is so tense. I find myself by the end of an Ozark episode, I'm just like, you know, I've dug my fingernails down into the couch. You know, it's like, I'm on the edge of my seat, like going, oh my God, they're going to die. It's like, it is a very,
sounds like we need to watch it. I like edge of your seat shows where you have to turn on the next episode
Ozark, Jason Bateman's character in Ozark is it, and it's not written this way, but if you think about it, this is what it is. He has a superpower. He's a superhuman being, right? He has a superpower. Like, and his superpower is he knows the exact right thing to say to live for another 10 minutes. It's like, because there are so many times in that show that you're just like, yep, he's dead. They're going to shoot him.
Well, he's a main character, so he's never going to die.
But it's like he does it with this very, doesn't matter if there's 19 guns pointed at his head and whatever, he just has this very matter of a fact, deadpan kind of delivery where he just like goes, says, blobbity, blobbity, blah. And they're going like, all right, you have 10 minutes. And it's like,
isn't that show set in Arkansas?
It is set in Missouri. It's set on Lake of the Ozarks.
Missouri, okay.
It is Lake of the Ozarks. It is filmed, by the way, it's filmed in Georgia, but it's supposed to be, the aerial shots are actually Lake of the Ozarks. And then just north of where we lived in Georgia when we lived there is where they filmed it.
Yeah. So there's that one. And, I was going to say I used to love 24 when it was on, although eventually it got old. But the first few seasons of 24, because again, you were like edge of your seat every episode. I don't know if you ever watched that.
24? I watched the first season of 24. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, we just finished the most recent episode of the most recent season of Handmaid's Tale. And it is just like torture porn. Like, she escapes and then she gets caught again. And then there's more torturing. And then some, you know, they escapes again and then gets caught again. And there's more torture. You hate these people.
I'm going to put a link in the chat, in the Discord chat. Has anyone watched Ozark in the chat room? Anyway, I got to get to the Pride 48 live chat. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna put this. No Ozark for you. This is a TikTok of a dog watching Ozark, and it's exactly how I feel when I watch Ozark. And doesn't spoil anything, but it basically just the video starts by establishing the fact that they're watching Ozark on TV.
Look at that dog.
That is how I feel when I watch Ozark. It's like, oh my dear God.
He looks so like into it.
Yes.
And dogs don't really watch TV.
Yes. I mean, but that is exactly how I feel. It's just like, oh my fucking God. It's like, that's how I feel when I watch Ozark. It's a great show, by the way. It is a really good, they're wrapping it up. This is the fourth and final season, but they're doing it in two parts. So they have, season four, part one is up right now. And then, season four, part two will be up later this year, but, so good. So good. And The Crown is really good too, except I hate that Tommy guy. We're only in season one.
I'm not a big fan of period pieces. So I don't like The Crown,
Downtown Arby's.
What's the one?
Downtown Arby's?
Yeah, Downton Abbey. Yeah, mm-hmm. That one. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I would like them if I started them, but it just, the period pieces just seem so boring to me.
When I had COVID and I was laying in bed, I rewatched the first four seasons of Downtown Arby's. It was just like, that was my thing. I watched all day. While I was laying in bed. I mean, I was drifting in and out of sleep, but it was like, that was on.
I mean, I'm sure it's good, but just for whatever reason, the stuffiness of like, mm-hmm. it just doesn't seem appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know I'm probably not going
to
get
no, I know, but it's time. Well, yeah, gonna... We need to go. Because I got to go to Animal Kingdom tomorrow and,
yeah.
And it's, we don't have
anniversary day.
Yeah. We're not going over until later in the day. So we're not leaving here until like one or something. My big thing is that it's really hard to get a reservation at Tiffin's. And so the reservation we got was at 3:45.
Oh,
and so that leads to this problem of, well, I don't want to eat lunch at like noon when I'm about to go have this really big expensive dinner at 3:45. So that means I need to eat earlier in the day. Otherwise I'll get hungry.
If I had a meal at 3:45, I just wouldn't eat at all.
But you're going to be walking around there and everything's like, I mean, you could snack on stuff anyway. So I've decided that since it is our anniversary tomorrow, I want, pancakes. So, I'm going to go up to McDonald's, which is the only place that I can think of that
McDonald's.
Has, who else has pancakes that I can take home? We don't have a pancake house near us.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Denny's, IHOP.
There's no Denny's or IHOP near us.
I mean, I don't know who else. Also, Cracker Barrel probably has pancakes.
I hate breakfast people.
Does Waffle House have pancakes or they only have waffles, right? It's called Waffle House.
RT Cruiser, aren't you cute? Can't you make them? Yeah, but that would involve me going to the grocery store and buying pancake mix. We're on a keto diet. We don't have
pancakes are like the worst.
Are they?
But I mean, if that's all you
got. Wait, why are they the worst? How do you fuck up a pancake?
They're like frisbees. Like, they're not they're not fluff. They're chew. They're tough.
Or maybe there is an IHOP. Can I get takeout from the IHOP?
Yeah.
Because I hate breakfast people so much. It's like the thing that I like the food at Denny's and at IHOP, but I hate
McDonald's. I'm just telling you, you are not going to be happy with McDonald's pancakes.
I hate the atmosphere in there. I hate these perky fucking morning people with their goddamn breakfast food. I hate it all.
You could probably even do Grubhub or DoorDash or something like that. It doesn't matter how far away it is. Just order it.
Well, I don't want it to be cold and like, you know.
Well, if you get it yourself, it's going to be cold by the time you get home. If you're bringing it home.
All right. Apparently there's an IHOP next to the McDonald's that I didn't know about.
Yeah. Definitely IHOP, not McDonald's, please. If you're getting pancakes, you will not be happy.
Let me find it. Oh, and there's a Cracker Barrel there too. Let's see. Harry's Pizza, Taco Bell. Oh, I guess.
I mean, you might as well buy some frozen pancakes or Eggo waffles.
Cracker Barrel is actually closer than the IHOP or the...
Well, Lamont says Cracker Barrel has decent pancakes. I've never had pancakes at Cracker Barrel, but I figured they had them because they have a lot of breakfast items.
We used to have a Waffle House near us, but it got bought out and converted into a...
Another? Yeah, but Waffle House doesn't have pancakes, do they? They just have waffles.
I don't know. I only like breakfast at Cracker Barrel because Cracker Barrel are homophobes. Cracker Barrel used to have a corporate policy where they would not hire.
Do this again.
Yeah, but that's so old. And it's like one of those things is like they've changed their policy and you got to. Allow if people are going to take a step, then you got to give them the chance to take a step, right? That's what you were wanting them to do. Let's see, what else do we have here? IHOP, Little Caesars. They don't have pancakes.
Yeah, Little Caesars would not have pancakes, no.
I can't tell. Where is this damn McDonald's? Is it closer? No, I guess Cracker Barrel. Oh, no. McDonald's is closer than Cracker Barrel. But it's in the same block. Like the Cracker Barrel is only, you know, the end of the block.
I'm just saying. I mean, McDonald's is like the worst pancake you're going to get. Is all I'm saying. Okay. Really, any fast food pancake is not good. But McDonald's is not good.
But if I go to Cracker Barrel in the morning, there's going to be people and it's going to be it'll be a 19-hour wait.
Why don't you just order it? You can order it to go and I think they'll bring it out to your car.
I'm gonna.
The Cracker Barrel here brings it out to your car.
I'm gonna do this. They open at 7 a.m. Let's see. I'm gonna go to their website, crackerbarrel.com. Let's see what they do. Let's see. Can I order to go? Okay, order to go. Yes, you can.
They should have curbside, but you're in Florida. They don't believe in COVID there, so maybe you guys order don't have curbside.
Go. This is my store. I'm gonna select this store. I breakfast all day. Is that what I'm ordering? They don't have breakfast at breakfast.
They have breakfast all day.
But yeah. I feel like breakfast all day is like a pared down menu, you know, pared down.
All of their breakfast items are all day.
Yeah. I don't want eggs. I want pancakes. What's your fucking pancakes, people? Pancakes and such. Okay. So, yeah, I just want this. I want the buttermilk pancakes with 100% pure natural syrup. Looks like I'm getting 3 pancakes. That's a good. Ooh, they have French toast too. And they have loaded hash brown casserole tots. The fuck are those? Hash brown casserole fried into crispy bite-sized tater tots loaded with bacon pieces and melted cheese served with buttermilk. Oh, that sounds good. Does that sound good? I don't know if that sounds good to go with pancakes.
The hash brown casserole is basically hash brown. It's like the... Not like a McDonald's hash brown, but like the hash brown shredded potatoes, but they mix cheese in there. So it's like got cheese and I don't know if there's anything else, but it's like a
customized this.
It's a casserole.
Choose my syrup flavor. I don't care. I'm not going to use your crappy syrup anyway. Add meat. Oh, I can add bacon or sausage patties. I do.
Oh, they don't have country ham.
Not on the grandma's. They have another one that has ham, but it also has eggs. I don't want eggs. Let's see. So I'm going to add this to my order. All right. So I'm going to go to this view cart and check out and see what my options are. So the food delivery, yeah, I can do pickup where I go in, I can do delivery, or I can do curbside.
There you go. You don't have to see people.
Well, I do.
Other than the person who brings it out to you.
Yeah. Do curbside, huh? Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do the old. Anyway, it doesn't matter because we need to wrap this up. You know what? Say goodnight.
Good night.
Not to me. Oh, Village Inn. Village Inn has great pie. But there's no one close to me. There's no Village Inn close to me. Good night, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. We really do appreciate it. Sorry for the late start. We will be back on our normal time schedule next week. And let's all just pray for Brother Adam as he...
if Daniel doesn't have a business dinner.
I did have a business dinner last night. I did.
Yeah, I'm logging off the stream, although everyone's listening to Discord, so it doesn't matter.
All right, good night, Discord. There, I'm off of Discord. I did have a business. We was at Ruth's Chris last night. We were at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse last night.
I believe you had a business. I don't know where you said that, but I didn't dream it. So I know you said
it was true that I had to reschedule the D&D game because of a business dinner, and that I was going to be a little bit late. I could do the show, but I was going to be a little late. It was a good D&D group. It was a good D&D game tonight.
So. And these are the people that hate you?
No, this is my nephew and new people. Oh, okay. So this is the new game. It's much better than the old. From a standpoint.
So you're not doing the old game
anymore. Oh no, we have to still wrap that up. But that's on Wednesdays. But they canceled last week because something. I don't know.
They're probably going somewhere without you and Zach.
Probably. But yeah, I just it's fine. We're supposedly in the ending throes of that campaign. Like, that's going to be wrapped up in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And then that game will be over. And then we'll part ways and, you know, blah, blah, blah. See each other once every few years and wave at each other. Hey, how are you? Hey, how you doing? Yeah, great.
We need to get together and play D&D again. We should
get together and talk and have drinks and stuff.
Great.
Anyway, but the, anyway, Adam, have a good
anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.